Hello everyone. Today, I just want to talk about the power behind setting your mind and making a determination to grow through that situation of yours and not just go through it. How you come out of that present situation in your life depends 100% on you. You know, there's a thin line, a very, very thin one, between a successful person and the one who has brought upon is or herself failure in every little thing. You have to determine what you want to make your life of. There's actually nobody that doesn't go through hard times. It's not possible. There's no one. There's no one that in 1 minute or second or hour or day or month or year of ease of a life has not been depressed in one way or the other. But the difference is the one who determines in ease of a mind to make a positive effect out of it. And the one who allows those situations to weigh him or her down. You know, it's so saddening when you see people watching their destiny burn to ashes just because of some little and I don't know, some little challenges that is meant and supposed to help you grow and move towards your goal in life. Everything cannot be smooth. Everything cannot be rosy. Everything cannot go the way you want it to be. If everything was like that, you know what? We need to live at all. We need to live. Life cannot be easy. It's not possible. Now hear the reality of the matter. Because the devil is still alive. He's still going up and down looking for whom to devour. So that is why, yes, you've heard it. That is why nothing can be easy. Because as you begin it to swell, as you begin to make it an order, the devil will come in, definitely. But will you still stand? Will you still be on the right side? Will you still be where you're supposed to be? Or just allow the devil to weigh you down? Tell me, what decision are you going to make? What decision are you going to make? You have to struggle. But let me tell you something. The only difference between the people in the world and the ones who have Christ is that, oh God, you don't need to struggle on your own. You have the Spirit of God
to help you out.
But when those challenges come, when the struggles come, when these problems come, don't let it weigh you down. That is the essence. Oh God, don't pray not to face troubles or problems. Don't pray that prayer. No, that's not the right prayer. Pray that God be with you in the troubles. Pray that God sees you through the problems. Pray that you come out strong. That's the prayer. No, tell me something. Will you be happy if, you know, everything just goes on smoothly and no struggles, no challenges, nothing like that? You just go on like that. Tell me, what then have you achieved? You should be a solution to a problem. You should be a solution to a problem. In fact, let me tell you something. If you do not find any problem, please create one. Create it. You know, when I just came back from school, just sit down at home and you know all that. You know, everybody were looking, asking you what next, you know, this, that. You just seem like, oh, nothing is happening for you again. You're done. You're here. You're jobless. But no. I kept my mind strong. That I'm here, I'm jobless. It doesn't mean I decided not to just go through this present situation of my life, but grow through it. I developed lessons from it. I learned that there will not always be someone to motivate you. You have to motivate yourself. If the motivation doesn't come from the inside of you, if it doesn't come from your inner man, it will die one day. No matter how a motivational speaker, no matter how a life coach, no matter how they imbibe this principles, everything in you, I bet you forget it. It won't work. It will not last for long. It has to come from the inner man. You have to be strong at the inside. That's what comes out. Oh God. Do you know the state of your mind? How affects everything about you. Everything. I mean everything. If the state of your mind is bad, if it's not in the right condition, forget it, you are failed. Don't let someone tell you you're fantasizing. Don't let someone tell you, oh, you're not in the real world. Yes, you have to be in the unreal world to be able to manifest the power of God in the real world. That is it. That is it. If you do not build your house in the skies and see it, you know, love it, embrace it right there, oh, it won't come into reality. It won't. You won't be able to achieve it. No. I mean, what is it? What is it? What are you going through? I tell you, that specific, that particular thing you're going through, oh God, that is the step you need to take to the next level. That is the step you need to take. Do something about the situation. If you're not happy with it, just do something. You know, I was at home and, you know, my phone got spoiled, and it happens like that. I don't know why. I don't know, maybe I'm not just lucky with phones or something. No,
It just crashed and